There is some news today involving workers who are the lowest paid in Australia. The workplace umpire has decided to give Australia's lowest paid workers a $22 a week pay rise. The Fair Work Commission has increased the minimum wage by 3.3%, lifting the weekly rate by $22.20, and this kicks in on July 1. So the minimum wage will rise from $17.70 to $18.29 an hour. Industry bodies say that this is too much. The unions say it's not enough. Saul Eslake, independent economist, joins us on the line. Saul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. Thank you for having me.
Now, when the industry bodies say that this is too much and the unions say it's not enough, there's a fair chance the Fair Work Commission might have just got it right.
I think that's a pretty reasonable judgment to make, Ben. It is an increase in real wages of about 1.25%, as the Commission acknowledges. 3.3% on wages is higher than the most recent 2.1% increase in inflation. But we're talking about a period of 4 or 5 years now where real wages have been more or less stagnant. And as the Commission says, a period in which profit growth has been very strong. Now, I know employers in retailing, accommodation and food services and construction will say that in their sectors, profits have gone down over the last 12 months, and that's true. But for most of the economy, profit growth has been strong, and the Fair Work Commission is in effect saying that a small slice of those profits will be redirected towards employees rather than being retained by employers.
There are some businesses who are making the observation that we've only just had some news on weekend penalty rates and they're going to be coming back a little bit, and they're saying whatever savings they would have made from that will be eaten up by the increased wages.
Well, that depends on where the employees are working, whether they're in industries to which the penalty rates decision applies, and whether the employees concerned are actually working on Sundays or on other days of the week. Some employees will be better off, some will be worse off, some employers will be better off, some employers will be worse off. I think it's hard to generalise.
Okay, what about interest rates today, Saul? We've had the Reserve Bank keeping rates on hold, so it's the 10 months in a row now we're up to where they haven't moved. They're 1.5%, widely predicted by economists due to low wage growth and strong retail figures. No surprises there today from the RBA.
There are absolutely no surprises at all. They seem to be getting in front of what could be a negative growth figure for the March quarter to be reported late tomorrow morning by saying that whatever happens in the March quarter, growth is still expected to increase gradually over the next couple of years to a little above 3%. And they also expect inflation to increase gradually as the economy strengthens. They say wages growth is likely to continue at a low rate for a while yet, although in passing, it's worth noting that the Fair Wage Commission decision today will actually help push wages growth and inflation back to where the Reserve Bank wants them to be. But it was no surprise that they left rates on hold today. Something really bad would have to happen to make them cut rates again. Hard landing in China, a bust in the housing market, or Donald Trump doing something to the US dollar that sent our dollar up strongly against it. Unless something like that happens, I don't think the Reserve Bank will be cutting rates again. But conversely, while the next movement in interest rates will almost certainly be up, I don't think that's going to happen this year either. It'll be sometime next year at the earliest, probably before we see any movement in interest rates.
Great to get your takes, Saul. Thanks for your time.
That's a pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
Independent economist Saul Eslake joining us on the line. So just repeating, the workplace umpire giving Australia's lowest paid workers a $22 a week pay rise. And as far as interest rates go, well, they're not moving anywhere. After house prices fell nationally last month, there are predictions the central bank will cut the interest rate within the year. The more the hot property market cools, the more likely the Reserve Bank is to cut rates because it lowers the risk of stoking the market. So that's the latest out of the RBA this afternoon.